First of all, I want to remind you that this coming Thursday is, of course, Thanksgiving Day. We'll have Mass at 9 a.m., and you're invited at that time to bring up staple food items, non-perishable food items, to bring up in the offertory procession. Also, We Give Catholic is coming up on December 3rd. We're not doing anything particular for our own parish, but we encourage you, if you want to participate, to help out Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine in the We Give Catholic program, which actually I think the preview is happening now, and also will be on December 3rd is the actual day. There was a beloved king in Africa, and his people loved him indeed dearly because he was like them. And like them, he lived in a grass hut, except that because he was a king and had to have places for people, there was a second story on the grass hut. And because his people would give him gifts at his birthday and at the nation's Independence Day, they would give him thrones. Sometimes they're made out of stone and metal. Sometimes they're made of intricately carved wood. And when he would get the new throne, he'd put the old throne in the second floor. Unfortunately, it was not made for that. And one day, the weight was such that the whole place fell down and killed him. The moral of the story is, people who live in grass houses shouldn't stow thrones. Now, today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, and his throne will last forever. And of course, in this country, we're not really familiar with the whole idea of royalty, although certainly some people are very much invested in the English royal family and so forth. But there are few places where kings or queens have any real power. The kingship of Jesus is different. And in Jesus' day, kingship was different. A king had absolute power, had the literal power of life and death. And in fact, like Herod the Great, who was the king when Jesus was born, he killed several of his sons so that they wouldn't succeed him. And he was so fearful of being overthrown that he sought to kill Jesus. The church wants us, on this last Sunday of the church's year, to think about Jesus' kingship and his judgment. Daniel, in the first reading, has a vision of a king who is everything. All will serve him. All will be subjected to him. A kingship would never end. And Daniel himself had seen how kingships end. He himself was witness to the end of the Babylonian kingship and to the kingship of Cyrus the Persian. And there was often unrest and conquest. Kingdoms would rise and fall. But Christ's kingship is different. All things are set right by Jesus, and there will be stability and peace. John, in the second reading, speaks in the book of Revelation, speaks of Christ's kingship, and it's a shared kingship. He calls us to be a kingdom of priests. We share in Jesus' own kingship by his grace. Finally, we have the gospel. And it may seem a little strange that on this feast of Jesus' kingship, we listen to the gospel. That's what we hear on Good Friday. Jesus is before Pilate, and Pilate asks him, "Are you a king?" And Jesus teaches Pilate and us that he is a king, but his kingship is different. It's not about power as the world sees. It's not about power that makes people fearful. It's not about power that makes people walk on eggshells. But it's a kingship of truth, whereby people will seek a relationship with him because he leads us by that truth to who he is. Jesus is a man like us in all things but sin, but he is God as well. It is he who loves all of us and each one of us, who shares his very life with us in the sacraments, who makes us heirs to his own kingship. Daughters and sons of the Father, beloved sisters and brothers, to him and to our brothers and sisters. He doesn't impose his will by force, but rather invites us to understand that his will is for our good, that our service to him is joy and freedom. As we celebrate Christ our King, let us pledge our allegiance to him, humbling ourselves to the one who loves each of us eternally, pledging to do his will here and now in charity and mercy, in forgiveness and reconciliation, that we may work to bring about his kingdom in this world, that we may live in that kingdom in the world that will never end.